afternoon, Mr. Benjamin.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I've got three prompts in my class. The first one is a Dinko D. He's always zoning out, spacing.
Put him in detention.
Don't ring the bell, I'm not coming to class. Teachers be your preachers, how the hell can I pass? First day of school and I was over the rear with a blind spot view and a one-leg chair. I asked when, what, when, what, when class ends. The teacher points at the door, go be with your friends. Yep, my rep wasn't a prep to keep a step, so I stopped the drop by for a check. Cause all I learned was when, where, why, what, and who. And then I asked, do you think this is true? Out like a strike, that's three in a number. Public education is making something dumber. Further and further away, going and out of sight. In a year, the young teacher to teach right. The class for a future without a past begun. Back in the past, but now we're 91. Rebo's waving pom-poms to cheer. Screaming for the team who asked, where do we go from here?
Hey, y'all, look. Thanks for tuning in. This is Javon Bibbs. This is another edition of Leaders of the New School, a spinoff from Straight Outta Low Cash podcast. On the line right now, man, I got my homeboy. I'm talking about, he really needs no introduction. Dude is like all over the place. Super funny. I know y'all heard of him. One of my kings of comedy, man. I hold this dude up there. Dude is super funny, a genius. So I want y'all to give it up for Mr. Corey Holcomb. He on the line with me. What's up, Cole?
What's up, boy?
Chilling, man.
Out here in L.A., man, doing my thing, my other hustle, dropping these girls off. I got a service for cars. You know, they got Uber out, right? Everybody know about Uber, but I got Goober Uber. I only pick up ugly girls. Goober Uber. I don't charge them that much because life been cold to them. But what's been up, boy?
Man, chilling, man. Just, you know, still grinding, man, out this way. I know I got to get out to L.A., man. You always be telling me that. But, yeah, I'm gonna get out there, man. Just kind of been procrastinating. I gotta make a move soon, though. But, I saw the news, though, man, on Facebook about the, you know, actually Jesse sent it to me about the promoter here that's promoting you for being on the show.
Yeah, it's that tour that they always have some more hosting.
Right.
You know, they come maybe once, twice a year to different cities. And what happened, the tour is doing really bad. So on the ticket, what a lot of people don't know, the thing says acts are subject to change.
Right.
So what this guy did, his name is Brian Allman. He just put comics on the ticket that he never even got up with. You know what I'm saying?
So he
tried to book on the show.
He never spoke to you in his life.
I did a show for him a couple of times, but that was, you know, it didn't work out. So he know he can't really book me because he don't pay like I need to be paid.
Right.
With the St. Louis show, he never got up with me about the St. Louis show. He just put my name on the ticket so he could sell more tickets. Like, you know, when people see certain acts, they'd be like, oh, I like this guy. So he put me on there. But his way out is he's trying to say that, on the ticket it say acts are subject to change. It's really deceptive practices, and we getting ready to sue him over this, man.
Damn right. You should.
He lied to the people. I think it say something about, you know, they try to give you drama about getting your money back for the ticket, but he never even had me on the show. He never contacted my people about that show, but he'll act like, oh, Corey just bailed out or something like that. So it's a whole game, man.
Well, we getting the word out there, man. You know, people here, you know, St. Louis, you got a huge following here, man. And it was people, I actually know people personally that said they wasn't buying tickets. And actually, my one homeboy, Rashad, he's been on our podcast before. He bought tickets specifically for you, like, because you were going to be there. And that's what he said. He said he's having a hard time getting his money back.
Yeah, they let me tell you what it is, man. In this world, it's called taxation without representation. They know that the people, they don't expect the people to get together and sue this man for deceptive practices. But what people can definitely try to do, we need to get some type of petition together, because he never booked me. He'll lie and act like, oh, Corey Holcomb just had something else popped up or whatever.
Uh-huh.
What he did was all the way evil and intent and everything. So people should be able to get their money back. It's just everybody don't know this. That's why I want to get the word out that, yo, this guy didn't. It's not the type of thing where Corey can't do the show. Corey never was booked on that show. He lied to the people. He lied to me. He lied to everybody. And people need to be able to get their money back who wants their money back.
Dude, I'm saying that I'm glad you're saying something, because, I mean, it seems like you're really the only one that's been kind of speaking out on it. Maybe the others on the show haven't been done like that yet, or maybe they have, and they just really ain't speaking out about it.
Well, you know, I believe in myself, and you know, it's like this in this entertainment business. Some people will take anything because they really feel like they're not that business.
Right.
I'm really that business, so it don't matter who mad at me, man. I done walked away from TV opportunities because, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't nothing that I felt like I could do. I'm not finna put on no dress, no lipstick. I'm not finna be doing nothing feminine on TV to make, you know, these people who are in charge happy. So it's me. I ain't scared of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the project. So every time I get, you know, it's like I'm rich anyway. If I have 1500 in the bank,
I know that. Hey man, look, you definitely been one. You know, you always speak your mind, dude. Like everybody knows, you know what I'm saying. When you saying something, like you the type of dude who we know that don't be out here just bullshitting. Like you be about your business, man. So nah, I believe you when you say the dude is a scam artist and all that shit, man. But you know, we definitely gonna get the word out here for you. Do you know when you gonna be back to St. Louis, or like when you plan on coming back this way?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I'm coming back to St. Louis, but I one thing I know is I know I will be in St. Louis. That's a major market for me because, you know, I've been coming to St. Louis for years. Back in the day when we used to do the shows for the little crooked D-Lay dude, or D-Lay or whatever his name is.
You know
what I'm saying? I've been messing with St. Louis, man, for the longest.
Yeah, he does Christian comedy now, so.
Yeah, you know, these people, they'll hustle God. They'll hustle whoever they got to get that paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Well, yeah. Yeah, man. And I know you on the run, man. You know, you out on the move or whatever. What is it? Is it hot out there in L.A.?
Man, it's a nice day in L.A. I got on shorts.
Shorts, yeah.
And a T-shirt, man. It's L.A. You know, it get a little chilly at night, but it don't stop nothing, man. I'm staying out here for the weather. I did 30 years in Chicago. I tell my mama, you might as well move out here with me. I ain't coming back.
Hey, how long you been in L.A.?
And I moved out here in 2000.
Yeah, man.
When
Dude.
The Lakers won their first title with Shaq, I was out here. I drove in the next day. They had towed the city up. But it wasn't nothing new to me because, you know, when the Bulls won their first title, they towed the city up.
Hey, was you out there tearing shit up too?
No, I was just picking up stuff that was on the ground, you know.
man, hell yeah, man. Well, look, hey, Corey, I appreciate you, man, for, you know, doing the interview. And like I said, we gonna spread the word out for you, man. And, you know, I definitely got you, bro.
That's what's up, man. Keep doing your thing, man. One of these days, man, I got to get you out here on the road with me. You know, I've been saying that for the longest. We just ain't executed it. But sooner or later, man, we're going to pop it off.
That's what it is.
That's what's up, man. All right, so I'm about to go on here, finish dropping off these girls that's not desirable in the face. I don't know why everybody take them for granted. They do amazing things to make up for that.
Hey, they got to do what they got to do. It's all good, bro. Well, hey, Corey, man, I appreciate you, man. We going to wrap, but yeah, we got to get up, though.
All right, man.
All right.
Keep washing up in them girls' sinks. I'm going to holler at you.
Hi, peace.
As I combine all the juice from the mind, heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon, the dragon. Try to read the mind, just imagine. Both can't do, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating like two, still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back.